Good morning. Nice to worship with you in person and also online, and a beautiful day the Lord has blessed us with. What is a favorite go-to destination for you? A place where you would like to stay, but you know you cannot because of other life responsibilities. The Apostle Peter can relate in a way. He was at a place where he wanted to remain, and for good reason, but it wasn't his call to make. Hopefully we see this church as a place we want to go to and remain, and yet we also realize that we cannot remain here the entire week as we need to go out and about. And then when we go, that we remember what this place represents and what we then are to represent as well. Let's chew on that for an hour or so. God bless us in our worship of Him. I invite your attention to page 3 of our service bulletin as we turn to the invocation. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name. We worship this day in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please stand. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
Who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases.
Dear friends, let us approach God with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us.
Lord of life, I confess that I am by nature dead in sin, for faithless worry and selfish pride, for sins of habit and sins of choice, for the evil I have done and the good I have failed to do. You should cast me away from your presence forever. O Lord, I am sorry for my sins. Forgive me for Jesus' sake.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. In his great mercy, God made us alive in Christ even when we were dead in our sins. Hear the word of Christ through his called servant. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
As far as the east is from the west, so far as you remove our transgressions from us.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord for the well-being of all people everywhere, that they may receive from you all they need to sustain body and life. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the spread of your life-giving gospel throughout the world, that all who are lost in sin may be brought to faith in you. Hear our prayer, O Christ.
Christ, have mercy.
For patience and perseverance in this life, that we may not lose the hope of heaven as we await your return. Hear our prayer, O Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord of life, live in us that we may live for you.
Amen.
Please be seated. quite a significant Sunday in the church here as we transition from the season of Epiphany to the season of Lent. Today is Transfiguration Sunday, where we get a glimpse of the glory that always has been with Jesus. And the first reading then from Holy Scripture on this Transfiguration Sunday comes from Exodus 24, where Moses and other leaders were given a unique glimpse of the God who rescues people from themselves. We hear these words: Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like a pavement made of lapis lazuli, as bright blue as the sky. But God did not raise his hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me in the mountain and stay here, and I will give you the tablets of stone with the law and commandments I have written for their instruction." Then Moses set out with Joshua his aide, and Moses went up on the mountain of God. He said to the elders, "Wait here for us until we come back to you. Aaron and Hur and are with you, and anyone involved in a dispute can go to them." When Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days the cloud covered the mountain, and on the seventh day the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. Then Moses entered the cloud as he went up on the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
There's to be no doubt who Jesus is and why it's in our best interest to follow him. This reminder, a reading from Holy Scripture, 2 Peter 1. "For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory saying, 'This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased.' We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. We also have the prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation of things. For prophecy never had its origin in the human will. But prophets, though human, spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. Jesus receives encouragement for what is ahead while also giving the disciples another opportunity into a look in who Jesus really is. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, "Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." This is the word of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance. Thankfully, this is possible through our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We turn back to the second lesson for today where we hear these words, from the gospel, I'm sorry. A little distracted. Lord, it is good for us to be here. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who thankfully was willing to humble himself for us so that we could be exalted with him one day, all by God's grace, through the gift of faith. Do you find it interesting that people will say that they want a relationship with God or Jesus, and then go on to say something to the effect that relationship will have to be on their own terms? It's kind of like they're willing to dip their toe in the water, but don't want to jump all in because the temp of the water may not be to their liking. You can read between the lines with that illustration. It does seem that people are willing to make commitments to most anything except to the one thing needful, and which really can be a difference maker as they go about life here on earth. It's not hard to see why people are willing to make commitments, because we also have become pretty good at breaking commitments guilt-free. It's kind of like with the attitude, I'm going to hurt you before you have an opportunity to hurt me. Jesus reminds us then again today of why it's important to remain committed to Him, to want to be in a committed relationship with Him, and long to stay in that relationship, even when life may not make it convenient to do so. And so that encouragement for us is simply found in these words: keep hanging out with the Lord. Keep hanging out with the Lord, recognizing that He gives us a life-changing experience. And that life-changing experience doesn't just happen here in this place. It's something that we're to take out and about from this place. And that's important to recognize, because you perhaps know people, maybe you were there once yourself. I'll hang out with the Lord on Sundays, I'll give you an hour, Lord, but the rest of the week, the rest of the hours, they're mine. How often do we fall into that trap? And so are we really then committed to the Lord? Are we committed to hanging out with Him when it's not convenient to do so? I mean, we hear some pretty good excuses to try to justify in our own mind and heart. But if you were making those excuses right in front of Jesus, would you make the same excuse? You know, my dog hurt his toe, so I can't come to church this weekend. How do you know your dog hurt your toe? It's only Friday. Well, you know, it's a very big football game going on this weekend. I got to get ready for it. Oh, so much for the third commandment. I'll dip my toe in, Lord, but you know, something else came up that's more important. It may seem like a little thing to us, but really, what are you saying to the Lord? You're only important, Lord, when it's convenient for me to make you important. It's really not about you, Lord. It's about me. And then in the last day, what is Jesus going to say? And you're going to go, what? Away from me, because you really never knew me. But Lord, I gave you Christmas and Easter. What more do you want? I want your heart. I want it fully. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul and your mind, a total commitment. Can we say we give that to the Lord? None of us do. And that's why we need this reminder, and we need it often. It is good to keep hanging out with the Lord, because look at what He gives to us. He gives us a life-changing experience, one that we need. Because if we don't have this life-changing experience going on in our heart and in our life, where are we headed? As someone once said to the answer to the question, why does God send people to hell? The answer being, God doesn't send people to hell. We're on our way to hell all on our own. God rescues us from that journey to hell. And praise the Lord, He does. Praise the Lord wants to keep hanging out with us. we then in turn, by his grace, want to hang out with him. I think Peter recognized that. He got caught up in the moment. We like to nail Peter to the wall for so many things, especially as we get into the season of Lent, but his intentions were good. It is good to be in a positive environment, to be surrounded by the word of our Lord, to be with like-minded believers, to not have that feeling like Elijah, am I the only one left who hasn't abandoned the word of God? And so your presence matters here. Even online, it matters. As reassurance that no, you are not the only one left. There are other like-minded, committed people to the Lord who realize that it's good to keep hanging out with the Lord. And who exactly is the Lord that we are hanging out with? Well, Peter and the other disciples got another reminder of who he is, just as we get another reminder of who he is. He is the God-man, always has been God, and took on human flesh through the incarnation. And he had to do that in order to rescue us from ourselves, from the road leading to hell. This event took place shortly after Peter had made that memorable confession about the Christ, who he is. And on that confession, the Lord would build his church, not on Peter, but on that confession he made, that he is the Christ. And even though he made that great confession, Peter was still in need of more reassurance, whether he recognized it or not. And so the Lord Jesus gives it to him on that Mount of Transfiguration, where they had an opportunity to see Jesus in his glory. I mean, they had a glimpse of it here and there throughout his earthly ministry, but Jesus, in his state of humiliation, did not always reveal his full glory. But there it was. The disciples were reassured once again. And as it's been recorded down in the Holy Scriptures, which endure until the end of time, we have that reassurance also of who Jesus is, the Christ, the Messiah, the Promised One. And so during this event, not only were the disciples given reassurance about who Jesus is, Jesus was given reassurance as the next 9 months were going to get even more hairy. The Father assures him, you're on the right track. This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him. And then to add to the moment, Moses and Elijah are present. Talk about two stalwarts of the Old Testament, faithful prophets of God, representing him faithfully with the law and telling people why it's important to be held accountable to God, to get their act together or else. They took God's message seriously. And so do we need to take it seriously. Because as they were reminded then, so we are reminded still today that there is only one promised Messiah. There is only one way to heaven. Jesus is that way and that truth and the life. And yet, what do we continually hear? Nothing new under the sun, that there are many paths which lead to heaven. Just find one that works for you. That's not going to work. If apart from Jesus you try to find a way, you will not end up with Jesus for all eternity, but the opposite. No matter how good your intentions were during your lifetime, if there's no connection by faith to Jesus and trusting in what he has done for you, it doesn't end well. But that's not what Jesus wants for any one of us. And so he reveals to us in the pages of Holy Scripture what he has done for us and why. And why then it was not appropriate to remain on that mountain. Because there was still work to be done. Jesus came to complete the mission. It was always about the cross for Jesus, which would lead then to the empty tomb. And for us, it's still about the cross of Jesus and the empty tomb. Because on that cross that Jesus was headed to, he knew what had to happen. He knew that the sins of the disciples needed to be paid for. He knew the sins that you and I would commit, the lack of commitment that we would show time and time again would need to be paid for so that we could be renewed time and time again and recommitted to our Lord time and time again. That all is focused and centered on the cross. He came to seek and to save the lost. And it wasn't just by living a perfect life to accomplish that. It was living that perfect life to take it to the cross. Because blood, innocent blood, needed to be shed. And he realized it was his blood that needed to be shed. And it was. And so he needed to get down from the mountain to go to another mountain. For Jesus, it was always about the cross and the empty tomb. And for us too, it's about the cross and the empty tomb. By the cross, we have been reconciled to God, our Father, our Creator. We have peace with God, the reality of it, by the cross of Jesus. And through the empty tomb, because Jesus lives and broke the bonds of death, we too shall live. Death has no mastery over us. It is good to keep hanging out with the Lord who went to the cross for us and rose from the dead for us. And then the command not to tell anyone what they had seen, but for a time. Because what too often happened while Jesus was carrying out his earthly ministry, people would try to distract him and people were trying to derail him. There's a time and a place, Jesus said. Now's not the time. We cannot be distracted from the mission I came here to do. It's about the cross and the empty tomb. Now, how does all that, what Jesus has done for us, how does that commitment to Jesus become ours and remain our own? Again, the importance of the means of grace, the gospel and word and sacrament by which the Holy Spirit brings us into that commitment to Jesus and through those same means keeps us in that commitment to Jesus. If we are not connected to the means of grace, what happens to that commitment? It's not going to last. We may not recognize it falling apart, disconnecting right away. But the less we are connected to the means, too often leads to not connected at all. And when not connected at all, there is no connection. Duh. I realize that. And when there is no connection, there's no salvation. It may not matter to people now, but in the day of reckoning, it will. How good it is to keep hanging out with the Lord. The Lord who has given us a life-changing experience and connects us to it through his means of grace. We're no longer living for ourselves, but rather for him who lived and died for us and rose again. And that's what the commitment really then is all about. It's, Lord, it's not, I'm committed to you only when it's convenient. Lord, I'm committed to you even when it's not convenient. And so, Lord, through your Spirit, continually move me to keep hanging out with you. So that I realize what you have done for me and can live in that grace day in and day out. Help me recognize how important it is to remain fed so that I, in turn, can feed others. And so it's good for us then to not give up meeting together as some have become in the habit of doing. God did not put us together to be isolated from one another, but rather to bring us together. So that we can then go out and connect others to Jesus. That is finally the great commission the Lord left his disciples of all time with. Go into all the world and make disciples through baptism and teaching of the word. To make a clear confession about who Jesus is. And so we get a reminder of who he is, the God-man. And why that matters. Think of all the connections, the opportunities you have day in and day out to connect people to Jesus, to remind them of who Jesus is. Not in an in-your-face way. Also taking Jesus' advice that sometimes there's a time and a place to not speak up, but always looking for that time and place to speak up. I mean, think of how many of you are on social media. And think of how that social media doesn't just impact your immediate area, but impacts people all over the place. I mean, God has blessed us with a tool that unfortunately can get misused, but it's also a tool that can be used to our advantage to get people connected and keep people connected to the one thing needful. So how are you using your social media? Are you using it just for personal use? Or are you using it also as a way to let your light shine and connect people to Jesus? Thinking of ways of how to do that. And as we reflect on that, there's also some other life lessons that we can take from this account. You know, again, this isn't the main point, but Jesus stayed focused on the goal. The goal of our salvation. God help us stay focused on the goal. The goal which he has called us to, the goal of heaven. And so let us in our prayers ask the Holy Spirit to continually help us see ways to stay focused on that goal. To take advantage of opportunities to be in the Word and to hang out with the Lord. To appreciate the life-changing experience that he has given to us and to see opportunities to share that with others. Lord, give us the strength to keep on going. And also then to not fall into the trap that we're there already. California is a beautiful state, but it's not heaven. So God, keep us focused on the true goal, the true heaven. And also as we stay focused on that, help us remember that while we want to eradicate the world of social problems, as long as there is sin in the world, and there will be until the end of time, there will be social problems to deal with. May those social problems not distract us from the one thing needful. Because how many individuals and churches have set aside the means of grace for social means? What do people really need when all is said and done? It is the means of grace. Lord, keep us focused on the mission. You know, by grace, it is not just our toes that have been put into the water, so to speak. By his grace, that same grace revealed to us time and time again, we have the opportunity to remain all in with Jesus. So, dear friends in Christ, who with me have to fight distractions day in and day out, how do you plan to keep keep hanging out with Jesus this week so that those distractions don't get the best of you and that you can live the life that God has called you to live and connect someone else to Jesus as well. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We join in a confession of faith, the Nicene Creed on page 8.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please be seated. We join in prayer. Almighty God, Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you for reconciling us to yourself through the sufferings and death of your dear Son. Through him we have confidence to enter into your presence and to bring you our prayers and petitions. Out of the infinite bounty of your goodness, grant us a rich measure of your Spirit. Bestow on the nations of the earth the knowledge of your mercy, that they may turn to you, the only God, and find salvation in you.
Strengthen our faith so that we unfailingly come to you in prayer for all our bodily needs.
Give a special measure of your power to those who are sorrowful or mourning, to those who are in pain or sickness, to those who may be in temptation or peril, that they may receive your blessed aid. Lord, give us always generous hearts to use what you have given, to spread your gospel near and far and bring people into heaven. Life is precious. Thank you for the gift of life, able to be celebrated this week as family and friends celebrate a birthday. And since marriage is meant to be a blessing to your creation, guide couples through your word on how to have those blessings become evident in their marriage. Lord, we ask that you continue to refresh the bodies and minds of Devi of Valamont, and along with Len and Shirley Sampaio, as they recover from recent medical assistance and remain under medical assistance. Refresh their minds and hearts with the reminder that these health challenges do not change their status with you through Jesus. Hear us, Lord, as we now bring you our private petitions. Accept our prayers and intercessions, and provide for all our needs, not because we are worthy, but for the sake of Jesus, our Savior.
Amen.
We continue with the sacrament, and as we do, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We praise and thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. And we remember the great acts of love through which he has ransomed us from sin, death, and the devil's power.
By his incarnations, he became one with us. By his perfect life, he fulfilled your holy will. By his innocent death, he overcame hell. By his rising from the grave, he opened heaven.
Invited by your grace and instructed by your word, we approach your table with repentant and joyful hearts. Strengthen us through Christ's body and blood, and preserve us in the true faith until we feast with him and all his ransomed people in glory everlasting.
Amen.
And we also pray,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
We pray. Blessed Lord, you have given us your holy scriptures for our learning. May we so hear them, read, learn, and take them to heart, that being strengthened and comforted by your holy word, we may hold firmly to the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace. Again, thank you for filling out the Blue Connection cards and introducing yourselves to one another as you have the opportunity to do so. Bible study taking place here, still looking at Ecclesiastes, two more weeks, looking at the fact that we do not really have a meaningless life thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Just a note to keep in your prayers, our principal, Mr. Darren Vogt, has received a call to serve at a school in Risen Savior in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So please seek him out and offer your input as he and his family wrestle with that call. Ash Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the Lenten journey begins. 6:30, worship service. If you want to come for supper, supper will be held at 5:30 in a multi-purpose center. Holy Communion will be served at the worship service. And then for the next following Wednesdays, we'll have worship at 6:30, supper at 5:30. No Monday evening worship during the season of Lent. As we get closer through the journey of Lent to Holy Week, we'll also be having an opportunity to invite the community to Holy Week services by hosting an egg hunt event connected to Easter. And so there's a donation box there in the entryway for candy or other donation items that you would like to give. If you have questions about that, you can see the weekly news and also then talk to Dina Oswald. She'll give you suggestions on what to donate. Thank you for that. This coming week, perhaps, weather permitting and so forth, the courtyard project may begin. Fixing of the concrete and replacing it with a nice usable space to have it flow throughout the campus. And then also there's another project going on a couple years ago. We had a gala, a soiree, to raise money to update the building's 6 bathrooms. That's where junior K and kindergarten are held. We are finally at a point where we can get that work done, so hopefully that will be taking place this week as school is off this week. And so they'll come back to fresh bathrooms. If you haven't been in there a while, they needed it. So no used toilets to sell. It's a joke. Wasn't expecting to laugh, but just to realize that they were not in good shape. So we're thankful for that opportunity that's taking place. Teachers' Conference will be held Thursday and Friday here, so there'll be 30 to 35 people on campus. If you recognize why there are people on campus, that's why. Other than that, again, just see the weekly news for other things that are going on. Please take the opportunity to say hi to one another. Have a great day in Jesus, and do continue to take that commitment to Him seriously. Thank you.
Thank you.